This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of March the 15th, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
Associated Press had this story from Ciudad Juárez. The body of another murdered woman has been found in the Mexican-U.S. border town of Ciudad Juárez amid a shakeup of Chihuahua state officials accused of failing to stop the killings of more than 400 women since 1993. The young woman's body was found on a hill known as Black Christ, where six other women were found killed under similar circumstances in the last 2 years. Last year, Amnesty International criticized Chihuahua investigation of the killings as a blatant failure. Bungled police investigations poisoned the prosecution of many suspects arrested in the killings, the Amnesty report said. State prosecutor Jesus Jose Silva resigned 2 weeks after a top investigator was accused of involvement in the sexual exploitation of minors in Ciudad Juárez. Maria Guadalupe Otero, special commissioner for the Ciudad Juárez cases, said the Chihuahua Attorney General's office was under close scrutiny in the killings. There are arrest orders against 17 Chihuahua state police officers following discovery of 12 bodies in a narco grave near the city. Again, Associated Press has this story on genetically modified corn. If left unchecked, modified genes spread by imported U.S. biotech corn threaten to displace or contaminate native ancestor varieties in Mexico, the birthplace of corn, a NAFTA watchdog group reported. The study by the Trilateral Commission for Environmental Cooperation said gene transfers damage Mexico's vast storehouse of native corn, whose wild ancestral genes might one day be needed to help commercial crops overcome diseases or adverse conditions. In 1998, Mexico declared a moratorium on genetically modified corn, making it illegal to grow anywhere outside licensed laboratories. Still, in a study of 188 corn-growing communities across Oaxaca, Galvez said that 7.6% of plants tested positive for genetic modification in the year 2001. Farmers in Mexico first bred modern corn some 6 to 8,000 years ago. The country is home to at least 59 species of maize, from the protein-rich variety used to make tortilla chips to softer grain mashed for use in tamales. Corn was born when farmers began crossbreeding teocinte, a plant with a jumble of sharp, dark green leaves that look like corn stalks but grow out instead of up. Teocinte is still found in Mexican fields but is considered a weed. Today, due in part to the North American Free Trade Agreement, 70% of Mexico's corn, some 5 million tons a year, is imported from the United States. Between 30 and 50% of that is genetically modified. De la jornada, este reportaje de Claudia Herrera Beltrán. Dentro de la comunidad latina que vive en Estados Unidos, los niños de origen mexicano son los más afectados por las políticas de segregación escolar, debido a que la mayoría son pobres y no dominan el idioma inglés. Una muestra de ello es que menos del 8% de las personas de origen mexicano que trabaja en Estados Unidos cuenta con estudios universitarios, mientras que comunidades como la cubana y puertorriqueña duplican este número y el promedio nacional alcanza 27%. En el Simposio Binacional de Investigadores en Educación, la académica del Centro de Investigaciones sobre América del Norte de la UNAM, Elaine Lavín, presentó estos datos. Muchos latinos, en particular los de origen mexicano, asisten a las escuelas más pobres del país, con los maestros peor pagados y de menor preparación, mientras que los alumnos anglosajones tienen acceso a los planteles mejor equipados y con maestros que gozan de un estatus económico y profesional más alto. Levin, autora del libro Los nuevos pobres de los Estados Unidos, los hispanos, ofreció la conferencia Niños mexicanos obligados a go to school in English, donde dio un panorama desolador de la situación educativa de los migrantes latinos y advirtió que, de no darse cambios favorables, se avecinan conflictos sociales similares a los que se vivieron en Estados Unidos en los años 60. Más sobre el tema la próxima semana. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.